Dion in Iowa is dealing with some sort of crazy situation in the basement. What's going on? You got a lot of water in there?
Yes, we live on a slope, and the contours out in the yard, they pretty much funnel everything towards the house. I've got a good idea on what to do on the outside of the house, but I want to finish my basement, and I don't quite know what to do on the inside to battle this mold off to where I don't have to worry about it being inside the wall after I finish it off.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the outside is where I would start, and typically if you have a hillside that points down towards your house, you want to intercept the waters that runs down the hill with something called a curtain drain. Are you familiar with this?
That's something like, say, like a sub-drain.
It's like a trench, and basically you dig
this
trench.
It's a moat in this situation.
Yeah, it's a moat. That's a good point. It's a very shallow, small moat. It's about 12 by 12, so you basically shovel out this narrow ditch, and you put in a perforated pipe, so like a 4-inch PVC pipe with holes in it. And then you surround that with stone, you put a little bit of weed cloth and then dirt and grass over it. So when it's done, it's invisible. But as the water runs down the hill, it falls into the curtain drain and then comes up into the pipe and then runs off somewhere, wherever you point it.
Would you want to horseshoe it around the house, more or less?
Yeah, that's right.
And,
exactly.
And
shoot it off, right, shoot it off to the sides wherever it's not going to do any harm. That's one way to intercept that water runoff. I mean, the other way is to create something called a swale, which is what should have been done, but it's very hard to do at this point when the house isn't new. And a swale is simply a way of grading soil away from the house walls, and then the hillside grades into that, and then it collects that water and runs it around the house. But that's a lot more complicated from a grading perspective. A curtain drain is pretty straightforward. It's a couple of days of work, but it works really well.
And does a landscaper do that?
Yeah. But, I mean, I wouldn't hire a landscaper. Was the first time you ever built one.
Right.
They're not that hard to do. You need about an eighth to a quarter of an inch per foot slope.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.